brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I agree with Joel Skousen that we're not going to see the new cashless world currency next month or next year. The point is they're moving into these SDRs. They're getting the governments under one authority. The European Union is collapsing more of the sovereignty of the nations into its own system, and they admit it's undemocratic. But the Greeks, boy, it's confusing what's going on over there. First, they're going to have a referendum, then they aren't, then they are, then they aren't, now they are. They're talking about getting firing their military. Joel, just briefly from your research, what's going on in Greece right now?
Well, Prime Minister Papandreou is the son of the former communist Greek Prime Minister Papandreou. But he still has to play to the left. But he is a globalist. And he was in a pincer, a political pincer, because of the globalists wanting no referendum and his own coalition saying, look, we've got to take the heat off of us or we're going to lose this election. And so they wanted the referendum, in essence, to put the blame on the people so that when they rejected the Greek, it would be the people. But the breaking news was just this last hour while we were talking, Papandreou finally acceded to the globalist demands and called off the referendum, and that looks permanent now.
Unbelievable. What do you think about this new, quote, economic union where the countries are, quote, never allowed to leave? I mean, that's financial dictatorship.
Yeah, that's the new Soviet version of the European Union, of which, you know, the Socialist International, which is the Moscow Front, has been and is very much a part of the European Union, has been pushing for this Sovietized version whereby, you know, we can't let people run off and just leave their obligations and leave us standing. And this will happen, of course, if they get an EU-wide bonding system whereby all the nations are on the hook for these bonds, and that's what they're trying to do. Once again, they use the deeper the crisis. People like Zero Hedge keep saying the European Union is about to fall apart. The Eurosceptics in Britain who are having a heyday right now watching this crisis.
No, they're only using this to get more power. They always, like the banker bailout
exactly.
Here, it's all staged. They admit it is.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening. The EU G20 meeting going on right now. There's a lot of arms being twisted. They're looking at Greece, and that's, I think there were some behind-the-scenes stuff going on at the G20 meeting that turned Papandreou around, but we're going to see Greece stay in there. We're going to see, and they've got to do this to save Italy. Italy is very nearing the basket case that Greece is in, and it's five times larger than Greece. This is a major problem, so they don't want a domino effect going on. And right now, I think they're moving towards convincing a lot more Eurosceptics to join in giving the EU much greater power to control finances.
Joel, we've got Webster Tarpley coming up, who's been in Libya. We're going to get his take on what happened in Libya. We're going to get his take on the economy and more. We're doing a 27-hour transmission here. But if you can, when we go to break, I want to hold you just 2 or 3 minutes on the other side and get your view on election 2012, the different candidates.
Yes, I've got a good information on that.
We got about a minute and a half now. Go ahead and start.
Well, it's been amazing to see the manipulation of the Republican nomination process. It's even worse than 2008 when Rudolph Giuliani, a cross-dressing, non-conservative person, was tried to foist it on the people. He wasn't hacking the polls, even though they were claiming he had 30% support. They pulled him out of the first two primaries so that they wouldn't document his low rating and resurrected John McCain with 6 newspaper endorsements. Now the problem is that Romney got a head start in 2008. They brought out Huckabee to kill Romney's chances with the fundamentalist Christians. Huckabee wasn't in for it this time, and so they brought in Herman Cain to do that, to pull off the Christian vote and to bring up the, you know, the Mormon versus evangelical arguments all over again. They tried to resurrect Rick Perry, who's a globalist masquerading as a conservative. And all of these things are failing. So what they're faced now, especially with Herman Cain going into nosedive over his Anita Hill problems, you know, like Clarence Thomas. And so now they're having to control Romney. Looks like they're going to be able to do that, and I can cover that after the break.
Yeah, let's break down your view on that, and then we'll get Webster Tarpley up right after that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I always enjoy talking to Joel Skelton. Webster Tarpley's coming up here in about 5 minutes. So much is happening. I mean, this is an incredible time we're living through. World governments being unveiled publicly, the Vatican's calling for the Bank of the World, global currency. The point is, all those people that called us kooks and things, you know, who's laughing now? And just like I told you 2.5 weeks ago, I said, the word is I've got within 2 weeks, and then out from that point, there could be an attack. Briefly, before we get back into politics, because I mean, I know you spoke to this, but specifically with any of your sources, I know you have a lot of them, Joel. I've been told any time from 3 or 4 days ago up until the middle of December, that's the window to strike because the U.S. troops have to leave in December. That's what I've been told by the military sources, multiple, just what you said. They're also looking at Kuwait as a command base to launch U.S. attacks, aircraft, including helicopters flying around over the ocean, shooting up their patrol boats. What's the time frame on a Israeli then backed up by a U.S. strike on Iran?
Well, my military sources indicate that indeed they are transferring assets right now to Kuwait, and there are also a steady stream of shipments going into Israel. That means they're beefing up their supplies of military hardware for this attack. I can't say, and I don't know if any of my military sources know that it when the date's coming, because I think it's still in flux. They're still trying to wait for a political justification or a public propaganda justification. Short of that, though, it's going to happen before January.
Yeah. Why do you think, when the U.S. is forced to leave Iraq, why do you think they're doing an emergency EAS takeover drill for the first time in history? And I work in radio. This is the first time where the government takes over the radio and TV. That system's been in place since 96, the overall system since the 50s, part of, obviously, nuclear attack civil defense system. But now they're even talking about cell phones in the future will be taken over by the government. Telescreens everywhere. But November 9th, they're doing a FEMA FCC martial law takeover drill. And I've learned they're also going to have nationwide TSA checkpoints on the same day. This is clearly an internal defense martial law drill, Joel.
Well, I would be careful not to make too much of this one coming November 9th. They're not going to do that much that quick. I think what they're doing, the major change is they're intervening in daytime, in the afternoon, which is going to impact television. They're going to get upfront and noticed by people, but they won't take it to any extremes. I think this is an incremental step up of just what you're talking about, but it's not going to happen this time. It's going to get in your face. People are getting used to the inconvenience, but it's further down the line when this other stuff gets really big. But you're right. This is the track that they're heading on, but let's not make too much out of the ninth one. I think we'll disappoint people like Y2K.
No, I agree with you. They're beta testing it, just like they're now going to have PSAs on hotel TV saying, look for terrorists.
Right.
It's just all part of this Stasi society. That, I mean, if Americans, Joel, could see this, get in a time machine from 50 years ago and come to this time, what would they think? I mean, this is classic authoritarianism being set up.
They'd be in rebellion if they saw it now, but gradually they get to accept it. That's the only reason that it can explain why the TSA continues to needle people at the airports, which violates their basic principle of don't bother people lest they rebel against you. But they're determined to get people used to this kind of needling, used to this kind of interference. And that's why we're going to get more of it on television. But it's going to be incremental. And if they get too much resistance, they'll back off a little bit, just like TSA always pretends to back off, like they did when they said they weren't going to shake down children anymore. And then they went back to it again.
That's right. It's all military tactics. And people say, well, at least America's America. We're run by global banks, folks. So, again, people either say Russia's good or we're bad, or we're good, Russia's bad. No, it's all crook run, as Joel's pointed out. It's just different factions of crooks, but they all use the same systems, all use the latest developments in manipulation. Now, in 2 minutes, Joel, you were breaking down your view of how they are playing the candidates off against each other to suppress Ron Paul. Finish up your point about Mitt Romney.
Well, the point is that Mitt Romney have tried for years, anybody but Mitt Romney, but he's continued to stay there despite bringing up, John Huntsman, Chris Christie, Herman Cain. He's outlasted them all. And what that does, it puts Ron Paul in second place. They don't want him in second place. They don't want to have a convention battle with Ron Paul. They still have enough time to bring out another candidate, may try to resurrect Huntsman again. But ultimately, they are preparing big time to control him. Romney is not a globalist. He's trying, bending over backwards, to be one. But because he hasn't bought into the system in terms of compromise and moral indiscretions with his wife, things they can use to twist arms, they are afraid that he's going to see something in the White House, and he's smart. He may well see it. And they may have to control him like they did Ronald Reagan with an assassination attempt. So they've surrounded him with globalist advisors, with neocons, Michael Chertoff of all people. He's the Darth Vader of the TSA crowd. I mean, how could a man be that stupid to take on Michael Chertoff as a major advisor?
Well, look at Herman Cain, the former head of the Federal Reserve in Kansas City. You've got Herman Cain trying to introduce new taxing systems on top of the income tax. And then you've got, like you said, Mitt Romney, all these advisors where carbon taxes, Al Gore praising him. And then you've got Rick Perry, all the same stuff coming out of him. And now we learn it's reportedly Rahm Emanuel leaking the stuff on Cain. It's just an amazing free-for-all. Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com, the editor-in-chief over there, thank you so much for spending time with us.
My pleasure. pleasure, Alex, and good luck on your show today.
Thank you so much. Yes, if you just joined us, we're doing a 27-hour transmission. We're 2 hours and 15 minutes into this one, and there's free audio and video streams. There's always free audio streams, but free video streams at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or just go to InfoWars.com. You can't miss them. PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got them everywhere. We've been streaming the nightly news since it was live last night through to this morning. Won't we do a nightly news tonight or tomorrow? We're gonna be basically live at those times. Just so much going on here. If you just joined us, I would encourage everybody to go up to InfoWars.com and to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and go into the press release section area, and you can see the schedule. Of course, we had Dave Mustaine and Jesse Ventura on two powerful interviews yesterday, but today, Joel Skousen, Webster Tarpley, Catherine Albrecht, George Norrie, David Icke, Mike Adams, Robert Scott Bell, Tex Mars, Mr. Corbett, the Corbett Report, Mr. Jim Mars, Fritz Springmeier, Aaron Dykes, Watson, Paul Watson, Richard Reeves, Alan Watt, Jim Mars, Bob Chapman. And, yes, we're either going to premiere an incredible interview up in Anchorage, Alaska. We did, it's never before been seen, with the individual who's, of course, exposed so much of the HARP system and more, and that's Dr. Nick Begich. Or we're going to premiere, and I think it's going to be the Skull and Bones side. You know, you saw part one, Charlotte Isabel on education. Her dad was Skull and Bones and other family as well. But the point is, Skull and Bones. And she was a high-level government, and she showed us stuff never before seen on Skull and Bones. And we're looking to premiere that coming up as well. That is set to happen tomorrow morning. What time is that set to happen? 7 a.m. Who knows, though? I might air it in the middle of the night when Aaron's on as well. It's just so powerful. And then, of course, it'll be archived then. I've noticed we've been putting the special reports in the nightly news section. So that's got all the reports and special reports. We're going to start moving those over to the special reports section, which hasn't been updated in a month. That's just an oversight. And I'm going to be putting some things in the rant section as well over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, this is the fourth annual InfoWars Money Bomb. You give money to United Way, they give a bunch of it to gun control groups. If you give money to NPR, they use it to sell, you know, anti-gun, anti-family garbage to the public. We have sponsors, we have video sales, stuff like that, but to do capital improvements, to hire more people and guarantee their jobs and to buy the very expensive equipment. I mean, I got to buy equipment that costs what houses cost. You know, bandwidth, cost every month. I could live in a 60-bedroom mansion. I mean, we spend a lot of money around here. On the bandwidth, on everything. We have a lot of cost, and we're giving the globalists run for their money. And you can see the fruits of it, how fast we're growing, the people we've reached. But as the country goes into depression, our audience goes straight up, but our funding basically planes out. And so it is the money bombs that help push us over the edge to be able to grow. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. A lot of the hours also, we're going to have open hours for phones. And people view on the world and other news and your calls on the Money Bomb. We've got also at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com down at the bottom a link to our eBay store with a lot of Tyranny Crusher 2 bullhorn, a sledgehammer I used to break up on the wall to the next side of the office. And it was used to actually tear open the hole to the other side. People are like, you're bashing out a wall that's an internal wall. Well, yeah. We started tearing that out first because I didn't want to mess up the electrical equipment in the wall. But point is, we got a video of that. We did build a studio over there is the point. And so there's that sledgehammer. It's available. I'm going to do some pen and inks that are one time only and some acrylic paintings. It'll be more impressionistic probably because I can do those and kind of turn my brain off and even do better paintings when I just relax. If I do technical things, it takes me time. I won't have time. But tonight I'm going to do some of those. They're going to videotape that. Then we'll put those up for auction as well tomorrow for the Money Bomb. The Money Bomb will go right through into the weekend. We need to raise that $500,000 right now. We're going to go to break and come back for the balance of the hour with Webster Griffin Tarpley of Tarpley.net to get his view on Libya, his view on the Iran strike, his view on all of it. It was Tarpley back in 2007 said the Iran strike is on. And we later learned Cheney did have it on until Fox, Fallon, and others resigned, and it didn't happen. But we're right back to that point again, as I told you 2.5 weeks ago. and now it's admitted Israel's getting ready to strike. Can it be stopped? We'll get Tarpley's take on that. What will the ramifications of this new war be? The accelerating police state rollout and more. But whatever you do, get that URL and send it out to everybody to be part of this special 27-hour transmission. InfoWars.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, we're going to Webster Griffin Tarpley. I guess this is a good problem to have, but the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com site is crashed right now. We've got it on big server CDN systems. InfoWars.com is up, but it's getting massive traffic right now as well. And so you can update and you can donate right on the front page of InfoWars.com, a PayPal, credit card, however you want. So the donations are really starting to come in. I want to thank all of you who have donated. I want to thank all of you who spread the word about the broadcast. I want to thank all of you who've been demonized and laughed at and told you're a liar when you warned folks about global government. Now it's all being announced because you cared about the truth more than being trendy. And you cared about free humanity. I told you NATO in September to early October was going to launch a ground offensive backing rebels. It happened. I told you they're getting ready for Iran 2.5 weeks ago. Now they're admitting it. We know what we're talking about. This is a treasure. This show, our guest. I take you now to Webster Griffin Tarpley, joining us via video Skype until 5 minutes into the next hour when Catherine Albrecht joins us. Webster, great to have you here.
Thank you, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Give us your analysis on the Iran situation. Is it moving into green light phase?
Well, it may be. We know that the Anglo-Americans, the imperialists, are appalled that their attack on Syria has broken down. It's going nowhere. Their design for this autumn was to have Libya go down, and they've succeeded maybe partially there, but not completely by any means. And now there's the question of Syria. And we know that this is a difficult nut to crack for them, because you've got this Russian naval base there at the port of Tartus, and you've got Iran next door, and you've got Hezbollah next door. So the goal is to smash the government of President Assad of Syria using a group of really contemptible NATO puppets. They are the Muslim Brotherhood. They are death squads. They are openly calling. They're having demonstrations in the cities of Syria, to the extent they can get anybody at all on the street, calling for NATO to rain down death and destruction on their own country. Can you imagine a demonstration that says, please, NATO, bomb us. Bomb us
now. It'd be like Americans in the streets going, Russia, please bomb America.
It's unbelievable. And basically they're saying, we want civil war, we want NATO bombing, because that's what you get. As Secretary Gates said in a rare moment of candor before he left, the beginning of a no-fly zone is a comprehensive aerial bombardment with thousands and thousands of sorties of the country involved. So this is now the problem. The Anglo-Americans, again, we're talking Obama, Hillary, Panetta. Remember, this country is now being run by the Principals Committee. Panetta, Hillary, General Petraeus.
Be respectful. President Obama, Nobel laureate for peace.
But again, the Principals Committee is where the stuff is really happening. Obama, by most accounts, is out of it. He gets his adulation when and where he can, and otherwise he retreats to the family living quarters of the White House and focuses on whatever sports event is on or insulting people in his entourage. The question, therefore, is Panetta, Hillary, General Petraeus, whom I regard as the dominant personality of this clique, along with Donilon, the head of the National Security Council, along with a couple of others, they're running the government. That's the Principals Committee. Now, what will they do? If you attack Syria, Syria has said they will retaliate directly against Israel, and they have very serious means of doing this now. They have heavy-duty, conventionally armed ballistic missiles, at least thought to be conventionally armed. Maybe there's more that would show up on these missiles, and Iran would immediately therefore be involved. So this gets to look much more like World War III than the Libyan adventure that we've just seen. Although the Libyan adventure was a stepping stone, the problem for the Anglo-Americans is that they wanted to take Gaddafi out back in March, April, May. They failed. And Gaddafi, with his blocking position, has basically saved everybody else, Algeria and Syria in particular. So this is now the situation. Now, I would say this ruling class, this imperialist ruling elite that we have, are mad as hatters. They are about as crazy can be. They're crazed precisely because their derivatives castle is coming down, right? This huge, monstrous edifice of quadrillions of dollars worth of derivatives. And they're also, I think, aware that their hold on power is now a little bit less firm than it had been before. In particular, I think we have to look at the mass strike. What the experience of recent years shows is that you cannot really organize a movement that can contend for power on the basis of anti-war issues only. You've also got to have economic issues. Now, let me just pull back from the Eastern.
All right, stay there, but I want to go around the world. You've been to Libya recently. I want to look at that what happened there. I want to look at Iran coming up and what will follow that. I want to look then at the economy, what's happening in Greece, what's happening in Europe with Dr. Tarpley. doctor of history. He's also an economist. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or donate at InfoWars.com if you can't get on the Money Bomb website. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and normally we'd only have 27 minutes left in transmission until this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., but no, my friends, we are going to be here live until 2 p.m. tomorrow, and we're just now getting, because we've been booking people right to the last minute, we're just now up at InfoWars.com and PrisonBotter.com. Here soon, be able to send out a schedule of who's coming up. But let me just read to you who's coming up. Joel Skousen was on, Webster Tarpley's on now, Dr. Catherine Albrecht getting into all the internet censorship, the control grid, the spying systems. It's really exploded. George Norrie needs no introduction. He's going to be joining us at coasttocoastam.com. David Icke needs no introduction. Mike Adams, Alfred Adask, Tex Mars, the Corbett Report. We've got Springmeier, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Reeves, a special on Skull and Bones, never before seen information, Gerald Celente, Alan Watt, Jim Mars, Bob Chapman, and more. Dan Dix, the list goes on and on. Great job to the crew and great job to all the listeners out there who are helping get all this information out to everyone. And, of course, in the run-up to this, we had Jesse Ventura and Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on yesterday. Jesse Ventura said the TSA is setting up martial law, and he's lived under it in the Philippines. He said people ought to riot in the streets if they keep Ron Paul out of a third-party debate. He said he probably would run with Ron Paul if he asked him in a third party. Ron Paul said if he doesn't win the nomination, he may do that. He may run. The question is, will Ventura be involved? Wow. Also, he brought up a bunch of other stuff. That's all at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, the InfoWars MoneyBomb.com has the main free video stream of this 27-hour TV/radio extravaganza against tyranny. But, and there's also three or four backups on there that isn't just our servers, but backups. The Money Bomb site has been up and down a little bit because of massive traffic. And I want to thank all those that are donating right now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We will have open phones coming up later as well. Okay, getting back to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, looking at all this, again, I'm asking you to make the call. We now learn you were right in 2007 when you said it's been green-lighted the next month. But we now know the green light was taken off. Cheney was countermanded. So was certain elements in Israel. Now you got Netanyahu before the cabinet. You got the media, that hoax 2.5 weeks ago with the Iranian used car salesman in Corpus Christi, Texas, turned out totally fake, run by Iranian opposition group funded by the CIA. And we saw all these top analysts come out and say it was fake, showing there is some type of power structure struggle going on. Is that enough to derail this? I know they're massing the forces now. I mean, I understand you've got an idea for a movement where Occupy Wall Street is not co-opted. Clearly, they tried to co-opt it, but now they're attacking them nationwide. So that means they were not co-opted fully. And I want your view on that. I know you want to talk about solutions and, you know, your particular view on the American system. But I want your political analysis. Do you believe they're about to hit Iran?
Well, the problem with attacking Iran right now that makes it more complicated than it might have been 6 months ago or 8 months ago is that Putin is back. And I think if you go back to 2007, the incident that you're referring to, right, Cheney had been demanding an attack on Syria starting in June. I made this public based really just on analysis, no inside sources, just the pattern of events. By July, I was putting out this newspaper article, Cheney determined to strike in U.S., and then we had the rogue B-52 at the end of August and the beginning of September, which was an attempt by Cheney and the group that he speaks for to hijack a B-52 with six nuclear cruise missiles on board, fly that to the Middle East outside of the command and control of the United States, but in the command and control of the Wall Street invisible government and start a war. So what stopped that? When that B-52 reached the Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, was the concern, I think, about Putin. How would Russia respond? What would they do? Not likely they're going to start World War III, but they would respond in some way that could be very, very painful and uncomfortable for the Anglo-Americans. So this is now a factor. But now we have a new factor. Let's look at the port of Oakland. I believe it's the fifth largest port in the United States. That was shut down yesterday by people who were fighting Wall Street. Now, whatever the particular program is or was not, I recommend a program. The general idea is we don't like the banks. We don't like Wall Street. And this is already a big step forward because, indeed, finance capital is everybody's public enemy number one. Wall Street is the enemy. So if the port of Oakland is shut down, even for a few hours, suppose other ports were shut down. What does that mean when the ruling class says, are we going to mount a large military operation in the eastern Mediterranean in the face of a movement that has now shown that it can shut down a port? There are plenty of historical examples for this. Mass strikes can stop foreign wars. You could say the attempt of the Allies after World War I to invade Soviet Russia was stopped by revolutionary ferment, mass strikes with working class demands in countries of Europe and also to some extent in the United States. But now, therefore, we have to see what will Putin do say? Will there be some kind of a move by Russia? There's already been the joint Russian-Chinese veto of the U.S.-British attempt to get the attack on Syria approved in some form in the U.N. Security Council. But that is obviously not enough. The hysteria of the Anglo-Americans is even greater. Now, I have to pull back a little bit and move to another part of the Mediterranean. Now, we got to talk about Greece for a minute. And we've got to talk about Cannes, right? We've got to talk about the G20, right? The heads of every top 20 country in the world are now meeting on the French Riviera, right, the Côte d'Azur. So what's going on here? I think this is really interesting, what's happened in the last couple of days there. And it allows us to see what might be coming inside the United States. Greece, of course, is in financial trouble because it's being attacked by zombie bankers and hedge fund hyenas using credit default swaps and other means, with the help of the ratings agencies, which have to be regarded as an arm of intelligence. In other words, they're an arm of the intelligence community, and what they do is strategically targeted. They're also very corrupt. They do insider trading and all the rest of it. So Greece is in trouble. It is a somewhat artificial crisis, although probably the Greek debt is somewhat larger than it needs to be, but it doesn't need to be this kind of a life-and-death crisis. Papandreou is the socialist prime minister of Greece, and he's been running this crisis the whole time. He's an agent of the International Monetary Fund. He represents the London and New York and other banks. It is impossible to run class defense when you've got an IMF agent sitting at the top of the so-called progressive coalition. That's what the Greeks actually have. So the Greek labor movement has been wonderful. They've come up with a dozen or maybe 15 general strikes, but they haven't been able to even get Papandreou out, partly because of this stuff. Anarchists have come in and said, no, we want to have general assemblies and facilitators and all the rest
of
this.
Well, let me stop you there, Webster Tarpley, joining us. I mean, let's look at this here. What's going on with Papandreou saying we're going to have a referendum? We're not. We are. We aren't. Now we aren't. And we know he's a globalist. Well, we know he's Goldman Sachs handled. We know that Greece supposedly owes $100 billion, but they need $1.4 trillion leveraged three times, almost a $5 trillion. We know this is all a giant stinking fraud. And then you've got the Vatican saying we need to punish those bankers with a new bank of the world and giving the bankers more power. And
let's be granular, okay? Let's get into the details on that, because the idea of taxing Wall Street is the obvious thing to do. The question is who gets the money. Now there's a Delphic version of it.
By the way,
they call
that collectivism. But we're all paying tens of trillions in banker bailouts that's stolen. You're saying actually claw back the money from these offshore crooks, and then they say no, that's not free market. And Rush Limbaugh says what is free market is giving all your money in banker bailout to them.
The big issue going into this G20 in Cannes was that everybody in Europe, France, Germany, the European Commission, the Pope, you name it, as well as the whole trade union movement, they're demanding a tax on speculation, on speculative turnovers. Now, naturally, since these people are bad, they have a version of this which is not quite the right one. Nevertheless, the idea of bringing this forward is letting a powerful genie out of the bottle. And you can tell that the controlled media, the so-called mainstream media in the United States, never talk about the demand for the Tobin tax, the Wall Street sales tax, the Robin Hood tax, I guess some people call it. Not a good term for it. The financial transaction tax. The point is, you put a 1% tax on Wall Street turnover, which is in the quadrillions, and you get trillions of dollars for the public till. That means you don't need genocidal budget cuts. You don't need to kill your own people in the name of a balanced budget that you're not going to get to anyway. But now, the news of the past 6 hours or so. Papandreou had said, since my government is about to collapse, I'm going to call for a referendum. I'm going to let the Greeks vote on this. And this was a blackmail referendum, because it basically says either you embrace genocidal austerity and years of suffering and grinding poverty and want and misery for the sake of the zombie bankers in Germany and France and Britain and Wall Street, or you're going to be cast into the outer darkness, right? You're going to be kicked out of the euro. You're going to be kicked out of the European Union. And with your drachma will go to zero, and your living standard will also go to zero, because that's what happens. Leaving a currency like this is catastrophic. Now, it's clear now, this was a maneuver by Papandreou, the IMF agent. Today, he makes a speech in the Greek parliament saying, I don't need to have a referendum as long as I can get the Greek right-wing opposition to agree with me in a national unity government. Now,
let me stop you. What you're saying here is the banksters didn't want Greece to default until the euro deal had gone through to give the banksters $5 trillion and more power over the states. Now that they've done that, now they do want to have it default to create even more carnage.
No, I wouldn't put it that way. They're trying to stave off default by, as you say, this whole idea of the European Financial Stability Fund. It's about $500 billion, and they want to use derivatives. They want to use credit default swaps and other derivatives. In other words, the cause of the crisis. They want to use that to increase the firepower, as they say, of the EFSF, European Financial Stability Fund. This is all crazy. It's physically impossible for the Greeks to pay that debt.
No, exactly, Webster. It's physically impossible, and we've covered all this ground before.
But wait. The new thing, this is what's coming at you, right, coming at all of us right now, is this model where Papandreou says to the head of the New Democracy Party, who are the reactionaries, right? They're like the Republicans. This is a party that has been sitting on the sidelines and sniping, right? Sort of what the Republicans do in Congress. Now, Papandreou turns to this guy, Samaras, and says to him, join me in a national unity government. It's going to be the PASOK, the socialists, and the reactionaries together. Now, what would that mean here in the U.S.? It would mean a national unity government of Obama and the Republicans. And where would that occur? Where could that take shape? The 12 tyrants. This is the thing. The 12 tyrants are going on behind the scenes, right? I'm talking about the Congressional Super Committee created by this rotten, despicable compromise that both parties agreed to after the debt crisis, right? At the end of July, beginning of August, with the threat by the reactionaries to drive the country into bankruptcy. One of the results of that was to create this group of 12 members of Congress, right? Six Republican hacks, six Democratic hacks, right? Six reactionary Republicans and six Wall Street Democrats. And they are now working behind the scenes. The chairs are Patty Murray of Washington State, Wall Street Democrat, and Hensarling, Congressman from Texas, reactionary Republican. Now, if you look at the model that's being launched for Greece of the national unity government to push genocidal austerity, to ram genocidal austerity down the throats of people, the form in which this would occur here in the United States is on November 23rd, the 12 tyrants, the super committee, come forward with their solution, and they say, well, we were supposed to come up with $1.2 trillion of genocidal budget cuts against the American people, but that's not enough. We're going to have $4 trillion, $5 trillion of genocidal budget cuts so that we can please Standard & Poor's and Moody's and Fitch. And that would then be the precursor for some kind of a rotten deal along these lines. Now,
but Webster, Webster, we need to quantify this for new listeners. The point is, you can't pay back the 1,500 plus trillion in garbage that criminal government has signed us onto that isn't our debts.
Well, that zombie banks have created. Zombie banks.
Yeah.
Thanks to deregulation. What the government did was to deregulate it because, from 1936 to 1982, derivatives were strictly illegal and they should stay illegal.
Yes, but then expanding on that, the bipartisan crooks that did this, bought and paid for by these criminal elements in Wall Street, they've now done this, and now they've got the super Congress, and you notice they're slashing all the infrastructure, but then raising taxes to pay it to them, and the destination is the journey. They mean to impoverish us in the post-industrial eugenics religion that they publicly follow, the tropism, as you've called it, the suicide bankers, who are just destroying the system in the name of total power. So the question is, expanding on this, why do they want the war now? To make it a political diversion? I mean, what do you make of this? I keep going back to this Iran thing, because that's the big immediate deal that'll be the patriotic diversion while we're in a new big war, while the bankers can, you know, rob us blind while we're busy watching this. The Israeli prime minister has ordered an investigation into Iran leak. Kuwait paper says Benjamin Netanyahu believes the heads of the Mossad and Shin Bet may have leaked plans for an attack. Skousen saying that's all just part of theater to act like all of Israel isn't involved in this so they can flush Netanyahu if they, if this goes bad. But Netanyahu's gone is basically saying they're getting ready to hit. So my question is, Why do they want this war now?
Well, whether they want it 100% beyond the theater, I think is still a bit of an open question. And again, it's harder for them to do it because we got rid of the, at least we're on the way to getting rid of the weak, lame duck Medvedev. And indeed, part of this whole scenario may be to prevent Putin from making the full comeback that they also hate and fear. But here's the idea. If you have such a war with Iran, the response of Iran is to close the Straits of Hormuz, right? Cutting off oil. That oil, if it's cut off, destroys who? It destroys Europe, Japan, and above all, China. And it drives up the price of the dollar. It creates a huge increase in the price of oil. And since the dollar is still a reserve currency, this means that you have a tremendous artificial demand for dollars. And they say, well, if we have a nice little war in the Persian Gulf, then the Iranians will do us the favor of cutting off the tanker traffic. That will mean the price of oil goes to $500 or $1,000 a barrel. And at that point, the dollar overhang is absorbed out of the liquidity that's sloshing around.
No, all roads lead to war. It's the health of the state, as they say. This is what these type of crooks always do. I mean, so do you believe it's imminent, or are you saying it's not?
To coin a phrase, turn the imperialist foreign war into a revolutionary civil conflict, let's say, to a revolutionary social movement at home, to embroider a previously existing phrase. In other words, the answer to all this, if you want to build mass resistance to this, you've got to do it with demands that have actual mass traction. And that's where you get the Wall Street sales tax of 1% means no cuts, no to the recipes coming from the 12 tyrants.
All right, stay there. Stop all.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now it just goes directly to the InfoWars crews. If you want to donate to the InfoWars 2011 Money Bomb, it is available right now, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also go to InfoWars.com and donate if you believe in this operation. It's simple. The globalists take your money and use it against you. We're saying donate if you want us to expand the nightly news, expand the shows, expand the reporters, and everything we're doing. The most important thing to do, and a lot of folks are watching it right now, is to go to InfoWars.com and send the link out that talks about the 24 or 27-hour transmission out to everyone you know. Again, it is available right now at InfoWars.com. And let me just tell you the schedule verbally here for everybody. Joel Skalzen was on. We're with Webster Tarpley. Catherine Albrecht's coming up. George Norrie. David Icke. Mike Adams. Tex Mars. Corbett Report folks. Springmeier. Aaron Dykes. Paul Watson. Richard Reeves. Gerald Celente. Alan Watt. Jim Mars. And Bob Chapman and many others. We're broadcasting right through until 2 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then, of course, 2 p.m. Central. And then, of course, we have the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m., and back on Monday here. Again, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com is the website. And if that site gets sluggish because it's getting so many visitors, you can go to InfoWars.com and find the page right there on the front page. That is titled there for you, InfoWars Launches 24-Hour Offensive Against Tyranny. And if you go to that, it has all the different players and everything, and send that out to everybody you know. Because we've got all these guests coming up, got some surprises coming up later in the broadcast today. Going back to Webster Tarpley, you know, Webster, I've studied with the communist Chinese, dude. I don't know why the left loves them so much. They execute homosexuals over there. I saw some person dressed up in a Mao outfit at an Occupy Wall Street deal saying he loves Mao because he's gay and America doesn't like him. And they go over there, they'd murder him. I'm not talking about the general Chinese people, but the government. You've got Russia, incredibly corrupt. I mean, I don't romanticize any of this. You've got the corrupt banks running us. It's just all a bunch of crooks fighting with each other while we, the people, are on the bottom of it. You've got the Iranians that have had their government overthrown over and over again. You've got all this stuff happening. I agree the Western elite is in crisis, but so are the others, Webster. And I just see this going from bad to worse. What's your comment on that?
Let's look at the tactical and strategic situation. We have the bad, right? The bad would be Sarkozy, Merkel, and this crew with lots and lots of others attached to them. And then we have the worst. And the worst are Obama, Hillary, Geithner, Bernanke. We've got Cameron in London. We've got Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Those guys are the worst because they represent the most virulent, destructive form of speculative finance capital the world has ever seen, right? The derivative center, London. I was on TV yesterday with a guy who said, London is the center, the premier financial center of the world. And they mean to keep that, okay? And the world be damned. So when you see the bad fighting the worst, it's something good, first of all, because it diminishes the net amount of evil in the world. But at that point, it's better to see the bad win out over the worst. And specifically, the fight is about this Wall Street sales
tax. Stay there. 5 more minutes, Webster. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.